caring for others. Non-formal education takes place outside recognized educational institutions. It is based on the principles, an acceptance and belief that education is important, relevance to the disadvantaged group, concern with special categories of persons, clearly defined objectives and purpose, flexibility in organization and methods. According to the World Survey of Primary Education in the World, the difference between the number of girls and boys in primary education is the biggest in India. There are about 8 million fewer girls than boys in the first 5 years of education in India. Some of the schemes launched by the Government of India and the state governments to promote the education of girls are the Ladli Scheme of Department of Women and Child Development, Delhi. The scheme gives rupees 1 lakh to a girl student when she becomes 18 years old. Haryana, Madhya Pradesh, and some other states provide bicycles to girl students. The central government scheme to award scholarships for the girl child. Love and care are two important feelings that bind us together. We all love our friends and relatives, but there are some people who share their love with all of humanity. They take care of those who are alone and helpless. They extend their hand to help those who are in difficult situations. They do not look forward to any reward for their kind actions. What can we call such people? Shall we call them the saviors of humanity? We should be proud of them. The lesson is divided into three parts. The first is an interview with Mother Teresa. The second is a report about Janaki Iyer and her school, Anand Bharati. The third is the story of a young girl called Bhagya. This lesson brings out the value of love and concern for others through two real stories, those of Mother Teresa and Janaki Iyer. Mother Teresa, a Yugoslavian by birth, worked untiringly to serve the poorest of poor in India. In an interview with a journalist, Malcolm, she narrated how her journey of service to humanity started with an encounter with a young woman who she found half eaten by rats and ants lying abandoned. She took her to a hospital which refused to treat her. It is only when she refused to move from there that they eventually relented. Through her interview, we come to know how she managed to get space for destitutes, for opening schools, orphanages, and to start skill training programs, mobile dispensaries, etc. However, she realized the universal need and craving for love and a feeling of being wanted, and that is what became her guiding force. Janaki Iyer, another social worker, dedicated herself to the teaching and training of young children from the poorest families who cannot afford to go to regular schools. Her classes are conducted in the afternoons so as to accommodate all domestic workers. She ensures quality by recruiting good teachers and also seeking support from young professionals for teaching different subjects and vocational training. She also inculcates good values in her students, which remain etched on their character permanently. The success of Janaki Iyer can be gauged through the success stories of her students who have found placements in colleges and residential schools.